Welcome to the Holy Ghost Rider Podcast, episode Kingdom Royalty. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Holy Ghost Rider Podcast with me, Mazaya. Today we're talking about Kingdom Royalty, one of my favorite songs. And we're going to break the podcast down into the usual segments that I've been explaining to everyone in these initial podcasts so everybody can be on the same page. And it starts with, what was the inspiration for Kingdom Royalty? Then we'll talk a little bit about production. We'll move on to my favorite element of Kingdom Royalty. And then finally, we'll talk about how I intended Kingdom Royalty to leave you with a little bit of hope. So diving into inspiration, Kingdom Royalty's inspiration story came about in a very strange way. I was approached by someone pretending to be a rapper. He called himself a rapper, who heard me spit a few times, and he thought me and him could, him and I, could make a great song together. I'm usually not the type to engage in collaborations, but because this gentleman was often in my Bible studies, I kind of felt obliged to at least attempt to do a collaboration. And I went and wrote the second verse, with the verse that ended up being the second verse of Kingdom Royalty. But when I linked back up with KDY is his name. When I linked back up with KDY and spit my verse, he loved it, but he didn't have a verse ready. And he gave me the rah-rah about how he was working on his verse, and I knew what was up. I just went back and wrote the other verse, which ended up being the first verse soon after. And if I would have waited for KDY's verse, I'd still be waiting today. Let's talk a little bit about production. So there's this group out of Maryland who I heard on public radio because I listen to a lot of public radio, and they had this beautiful operatic sound. And I think they describe themselves actually as opera pop music, which is probably a unique genre all to themselves. And since I'm a frequent listener of public radio, and this is where I stumble across gems like this, I wasn't surprised when I heard it. And I automatically knew there was some magic there. So I went and grabbed the song. I went choppy with this one. I chopped up the sample pretty finely, and left the chorus huge. I left the chorus really, you know, intact, and threw some 808s and synthesizers as per my style, and there you go. You have Kingdom Royalty. I really enjoy this beat. Getting right into my favorite element, for this song it's fairly easy to decide upon because my favorite element is the hook. Sample saying, give it to me, give me the crown, with me accentuating so I can lay it down at his feet. This is some biblical imagery from Revelations, where the 24 elders are casting their crowns down at the feet of God, at the throne of God. And I'm trying to say that in this chorus, you know, if you were to give me the title or an award or notoriety of any sort, I just wanted to cast it down before the Lord. The only one who deserves the accolades and the recognition of being a king of any sort. Because he is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And as we swiftly move along to the final segment, and I'm just going to talk a little bit about how Kingdom Royalty intended to leave you with hope. And I think Kingdom Royalty attempted to leave you with hope through me sharing my transformation story, because my inner light was like a strobe. It was going on and off, and I didn't believe my inner light was going to survive some of the darker times that I had gone through. I was homeless and in dingy clothes. But the truth is, I'm in a kingdom now. I hold my head higher. I behave differently. The same kingdom that gave me a purpose, along with a new everything else, like a new attitude, a new heart for God, for humanity, new levels of loving, and more, is the same kingdom that you're welcome to join. This is the kingdom of God that is spoken of in the Bible, meaning the fulfilling of God's will here on earth. Welcome to all who accept the Lord's will to be done in their lives and go out and do the Lord's will in the world. You're able to be a part of this same kingdom that every giant of faith has been a part of, the same kingdom ruled by the servant king, Jesus. This kingdom is all-inclusive and takes the lowliest people and makes them royalty. Come join us. Well, that's it for the Holy Ghost Rider podcast. As always, find my music on myzayahgw.com. That's myzayahgw.com. There you'll find this podcast, archived episodes of this podcast. You'll find beats that I have for sale. You'll find my music as well.
Or you can find my music on whackornaw.com. That's whackornah.com. It's a music review site. You can come there. You can give me a shout out. You can review my song, any number of songs I have up there, and just leave an honest opinion. If you're an artist, this is where you want to bring your music to get honest reviews from people who are discovering music, and not just an emoji review, like actual reviews. And they can give you shout outs as well, support your music. If you're a fan of finding new music, music discovery, and you want to have your voice heard, then you too. Show up at whackornaw.com. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, God bless.
Throw it down, let it